Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, and happy Saturday. We're already moving into spring. I can't believe that we're moving into the month of May. And I know many of you are probably saying it's about time for the nice weather, unless you live, of course, in sunny Florida or California, then that may be kind of a similar experience for you where the weather stays beautiful all the time. I want to say welcome to the show, to the I Love Angels Blog Talk Radio Show. My name is Angelica. I'm going to share a little bit about myself. And especially if you're new, I want to say a heartfelt welcome. I'm an angelic walk-in, a certified hypnotist, an international inner spirit activation specialist, a writer, a minister of love, international radio host, and author of books, ebooks, Living Life as You Always Dreamed, The New Secrets to Running a Successful Business, a brand new book that I just completed, and I'm so excited. I hope you all get copies. It's called Transformation, and it's an autobiography of my angelic walk-in experience, bringing the human consciousness to a spiritual awakeness, where actually the consciousness got awakened, and it was the spirit that got more activated, and some tips, channeled messages, and tools to help you get your path to a heightened level of love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, and greater levels of vitality. I also created relaxation CDs, MP3s, MP4s, a talk on your spiritual journey from human consciousness to spiritual oneness, and inspirational loving stickers with amazing messages. As an angel walk-in, which is what I'll be doing on the show today, I will be providing angel messages without any human filters. I do this with the amazing help of the ascended starseed beings, the angelic realm, and the ascended masters, where I become a conduit for them and their pure loving energies, play from them without me getting involved. And so I don't get upon this story. I go right to the specific question and I listen to what they want me to tell you and I pass it on. If you're interested in getting a more detailed reading, because the show is only quick answers to quick questions, you can make a love donation. And right after the show, I offer these readings for you on that same question. So everybody get a piece of paper and pen to write this down. And while you're doing that, the next show is going to be on May 3rd at 3:30. I do it twice a month, and this is a special one I'm doing when I'm guided to do that. So May 3rd is the next one at 3:30, and then following that, the following one will be on, I believe it's the 10th, the 2nd and 4th, yeah, the 10th at 11 a.m. So you could go ahead and write those dates down and enjoy being part of the show. So the website is Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Rose, R-O-S-E, Love, L-O-V-E, wix.com/love. On top, you can make your donation. It's only for the day of the show, following the show, and it's based on the first come, first serve. So if you make the donation, you get your first call, and then I just go down the list with that and just mention the show and then put your phone number in, and then I'll be able to call you right after the show. Also, if you're new to the show and also regulars, you're always welcome to go and listen to archives either this one or any other one, to help you with getting messages and also to listen to the reading that they provide for you when I pass on the messages and so forth. A lot of times people like to really get involved beyond just the reading, where they want to awaken more of who they are and the truth of who they are. And so if you're interested in that, there's energy alignments, monthly channeled events, meditation classes, hypnosis sessions, speaking engagements, products that I mentioned earlier, and inner spirit activation sessions. So there's a lot of wonderful, wonderful things that you could get involved in if you're committed to your path and you resonate with what I offer. Then please go ahead and go to the website and you can learn more about it and decide if that's what your heart wants you to get involved in. So we always start off with a meditation. Sometimes there's a message that follows that meditation, and then I go right into the calls and I'll explain how that works. So if you can just take some deep breaths, we have a ton of calls today and I'm excited. So just go ahead and allow yourself to close your eyes. It's a nice way to really take a moment just to be at peace. Sometimes we get so caught up in rushing, our mind gets active, and this is a nice way to just stop and be in the moment with it all. And as you take another deep breath, just allow yourself to experience the silence, putting them on these imaginary fluffy clouds, with any color that you like, any shapes that you like, and just let them float away. And then drop your eyes into your heart. As you take a deep breath, just allow yourself to become one with your breath, one with your heart, one with the vibration of love. And if you choose to let your heart open up and let go of anything that's keeping it from opening up even more, and feel the vibration of these angelic beings, these high vibrational beings, the ascended masters, universal love, some people call that God or Christ or just pure love. I like to call it universal love, so there's no attachment to any dogmatism. And just allow the love inside to just nurture your heart, nurture your mind, nurture your body, and give you permission to feel that pampering and that nurturing as you stay extremely present in the moment with this vibration. Taking three deep breaths, we do a quick meditation because of all the messages today, so I'm not going to stay too long on it. I just want you to feel the presence of the moment and choose it with love and choose it with joy and choose it with positivity. And take three more deep breaths. And then when you're ready, you can slowly come back into the room, keeping your eyes closed for a moment, feeling your feet where they're touching, your hands where they're resting, becoming aware of your breath going in and out, aware of your body, and fully aware of being in the present moment, choosing love, joy, and positive. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and give yourself a big, big, big hug. And just allow yourself to experience this moment-to-moment experience. All right, we're going to jump right in because we have tons of callers. And thank you for being here on the show today. And again, if you're new, I noticed we have more callers coming on. If you're new, I want to say with a heartfelt welcome. And thank you for being on the show. The show is archived and taped as well, so you can listen to the messages instead of having to jot down notes. You can relax and listen, and then you can go back and listen to the archives. Our next show is on May 3rd at 3:30, and I periodically jump in and do a Saturday show, so if you're interested, you can subscribe, and then you'll be informed of when I do these extra shows. So the way that this works is I take the callers down the list. please have a specific versus a generalized question so I can get through as many callers as I can. I'm going to tune into the messages. Sometimes I'll ask for the day and month of your birthday because it relates to where you're currently at, and it'll help me to give you some additional information. I don't require the year, just the day and month. And if you're interested in having a more detailed, more specific reading, right after the show, you can make a donation, and based on the number of who comes first, I will call you right after the show, and you can make that donation at angelroselove.wix.com/love. If you're interested in having a reading any other day, it's at its price, and obviously there's other things there. There's books, CDs, stickers, online series, activation sessions, energy alignments, online series, and more. So please do investigate the website, feel into your heart, see if it resonates, and if so, we can talk. If you're interested in having a reading, you can call 347-996-5068. So our first caller is the lovely Bryn, I believe, and if I'm pronouncing it wrong, Bryn, please help me understand. Is it pronounced
Hi.
Bryn?
Yeah,
did I
Bryn,
say correct? Oh, good. I heard Bryn, you. I wanted to make sure I heard you.
That's okay.
From good old New
Thank
York
you.
City.
Yeah.
So we want to always keep the mind in a positive mode because that helps me to tune in. So what are you grateful for today?
I'm grateful for the air that I breathe, to keeping me alive.
good answer. Oh, you're so funny. what's your question?
So I had an injury January 4th, and I'm just getting back on my feet. My vocation is I do foot reflexology, energy healing. I do artwork, and I do some readings myself now and again. But right now, I need to find just any type of job. So my question is, I'm looking for work to generate some income because I've been on food stamps and some city assistance money, but it's not enough, and I'm kind of needing to find some.
So let's not get too much into the story because that's going to help. That's not going to help either one of us. So tell me what your question is, please.
Well, I want to know, am I going to find a job, part-time job, soon? You know.
Okay, so two things popped up when you asked that question. The one that kept popping up the most, and you're going to know what it is because we're not going to get too detailed with it, is something around computers. The other one is staying home and doing some kind of a customer service type of a thing where you help take calls and so forth. Those two things aren't your luxury. But it is something to help bring in extra income. You don't have to leave the home. You can rest in those two areas. And I am hearing that they are online, so you could find the work by going online with various companies and contacting them directly and then seeing about doing those two areas. It is going to require some motivation on your part and a huge convincing of letting them know who you are, how you could be an asset to them because it's not in alignment with what you're currently doing. And they are saying don't let it discourage you because just because you're not doing it doesn't mean you can't do it. You obviously know how to communicate and you obviously know how to sell because you had your own business. But don't mention anything about your current financial situation because that'll get them discouraged.
Right.
So stay positive, stay upbeat, and those two things. The computer one was the loudest, and it really shined real bright. And actually, it looks like you're going to really love doing that, being on the computer and doing stuff. It's not techie stuff. It's more computer stuff, so it's a little bit different. So, again, I can always go into more detail, but for now I'm just going to leave it at that. And I'm going to jump into the next call and wish you so much love. I know that God or the universe will always take care of you. So stay positive and stay open in your heart and let the universe guide you. Okay?
All right.
So much love.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay, so we are going to Jackie in Delaware. And one call dropped off before, Jackie, you talk. Elise, I don't know if you know, your phone dropped. You just dropped off. So sometimes this happens, the computer drops people off. If you're interested in calling back, I will take you after Jackie, but you definitely want to call right back. And that was area code 208. So, Elisa, if you hear me, your phone just dropped off. Okay. So, Jackie in Delaware. What's your one quick question? No stories, everybody. Go right into the question.
I want to know if I'm going to have a love life anytime soon.
Oh, I love those questions. All right, that's a question with the month and day. Let me get that first. What's your month and day?
January 2nd.
Oh, wow. That's kind of like right after New Year's Eve. Okay, so you're you moved into a four, and a four has to do with stability, and it has to do with moving into kind of like your inner home, as far as having stability there. And so the first thing that I'm hearing with them is, this is, my heart went on fire before I said it. Sometimes I get the message before I communicate. So if I stop talking, that's because they're communicating an energy to me, and then I'm putting it into words. There's a stepping stone that you're going through right now. It's a phenomenal one. It's going to require some patience. What they're asking you to do is stabilize your inner house, your inner inside of you, your inner sanctuary. Bring it to a vibration of openness, of love. I saw the month of September. It doesn't mean it won't come sooner. But if you keep opening your heart to the vibration of love without looking for it, just be that love, be that openness, be that stability. The stability is a big word for you right now in the sense of your inner sanctuary. And I keep seeing them say, stretch your heart open more. It's almost like there's still a little bit of a protection going on. Really open up your heart and allow self-love and self-nurturing to come in so that you have more of a sharing with this relationship rather than a getting from this relationship. And that's going to help bring it in sooner. If you do that, I saw the months of the months and coming in. Obviously, it's a universal timing. It's a timing with this other person. The universe doesn't know such thing as time. So it can happen instantly. It can happen today. It can happen tomorrow. It can happen next month. It's based on the combination of a number of factors. It's definitely in your energy field. It's just a matter of you opening up your energy field to allow it to come in and just being in the process of playing and enjoying life and allow the universe to orchestrate the where, the when, and the how, and so forth. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yes. Thank you. And what I'm thankful for is today.
What? Say that again.
When you opened up the show, you said, I always like to start the show with what people are thankful for, and I'm just thankful for today.
Aw, thank you for saying that. You had the energy, so it was perfect. Do you feel complete, or do you want to do a donation more after the show?
I'll do a donation.
Okay. So did you get the website?
I did. I wrote it down.
Okay, so go ahead and do that, and you'll be the first caller that I'll be calling, unless somebody jumped in while I was talking about it. If not,
okay.
I'll let you know, and I'll put you back on hold.
Okay,
and thank
great.
You for
thank
being
you.
Part of the show. And yeah, enjoy listening to people, because sometimes messages that come through with other people is always another way. It looks like you will be the first caller, because I'm not seeing anything unless they paid it a different way. So that's a way of you doing that. All right. So that was Jackie. So we're now going to the next caller. And let me just make a note so I remember. Again, if you just tuned in, because some people just tuned in, the reading is a specific question in one area without any story. Our next show is on May 3rd at 3:30. And the website is angelroselove.wix.com. /love. It's an opportunity for you to be able to make a donation if you want to have a longer reading, make a donation, period. And if you want to get involved in any other events that I offer, if you're on the spiritual path and you really want to commit to expanding into these higher frequencies. You can explore the online series, the energy alignments, the activation sessions, meditation classes, monthly events, readings, the products that I created, the new book, Transformation. I hope you all get a copy. It's an amazing channeled book with amazing messages in addition to the autobiography of my angelic walk-in experience on planet Earth. And there's so many wonderful messages. People just absolutely love the book. I've been getting tons of comments, and it's just an amazing experience to have something that you created and being able to bring it onto planet Earth. So I hope you all treat your friends, treat your family, your peers, and enjoy. And there's also other books and CDs and stickers and so forth. So if you end up getting a quantity, the shipping will be at a discounted price. So you'll definitely want to email me so you get a discounted on the shipping. All right. So we're now going to 305. I like Elisa didn't get a chance to call back. Maybe hopefully later she will. And this is Seema from Florida.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you? Hello. How are you?
What are you appreciating today?
I'm not too sure.
Oh, well, think of one thing that you feel grateful or appreciating.
I'm grateful for the new job that I got.
Well, that's big. That's huge. Congratulations. Yeah, that's
Thank
a big
you.
One.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah. So what's your question, your specific question without any stories attached so I have more integrity in tuning in?
Okay, I my question is moving. I would like to move in the next couple of months, but I'm debating between renting and trying to purchase a home.
Did you want to stay in the same area? Because that's what I'm feeling, like a similar
yeah.
area. Okay, because
yeah.
I wasn't getting anywhere else, so I'm glad you said that. Okay, so this is what the angels are telling me right now. Is that renting would benefit you first, and then once the job feels more confident, you feel more stable in the job, and you feel more peaceful. I don't see you getting like a house. It almost feels like potentially like a condo townhouse kind of a thing. It doesn't
okay.
feel like the house feels like it would be a little overwhelming for you, like too many responsibilities, where a townhouse gives you that ability to have the privacy, and yet and that'll give you the ability. And I am seeing 6 months, so not a long-term lease, just enough for you to be able to settle into the new job, build that kind of camaraderie ship with the company. It almost feels like if you buy now and you get to start a new job, it's going to feel somewhat overwhelming for you to do too many
okay.
things at one time. They say you have a tendency to jump into a lot of things at once.
So yeah.
It's kind of like... Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, take it a little slower. It's obviously, and also the area that you're looking for this, whether it's a townhouse, condo, I'm seeing more of a townhouse, to be honest. It almost feels like
okay.
the one that you're going to be getting will open up more if you wait a little while. For some reason, it seems like something's going to open up to that. I don't know if they're selling it or someone's moving on into another situation, and then they're... Is there something right now, something that's holding it up from being sold at this very moment? So the timing.
Okay.
Are you wanting to be, I don't know if you're near water. Are you near water?
I am. Well, it's the water.
Do you want to be near water?
Go to the beaches. It all depends. I don't mind being near water.
Okay.
I'm not
I keep seeing water
the...
near you. I don't know
okay.
if that's a desire, but I saw light around that. So anyway, we'll just leave it at that for now. Did you do you feel complete, or did you want to do more after the show?
I want to do more after the show.
Okay, so if you make the donation now, you'll be the second caller, unless somebody
okay.
else jumped ahead of you. So
okay.
You have the website?
Yeah, I
do
got
have
it from...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's just take a moment to just take a deep breath before we move on to the next caller. and that's going to be 480 Mike in California, and then 917, and we'll see how the time flows. So I'm going to go through the next two callers, and then if you're interested in having a reading, we may have time for one more. Oh, there's the 208, 965. I'm going to go ahead and take Elisa because she was the next person, and I said I would take her if she called back, and I'm honoring my word. So, Elisa, you dropped off. You heard me say to call back?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Yeah, I said I would call you right back if you called back, so I'm glad that you did call back, and I wanted to honor my word.
Oh, well,
so,
thank
yeah,
you. I greatly appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's sometimes the computer, was it a dropped call? Is that what happened with you? Do you know?
I couldn't quite hear you. It was
probably. Yeah, sometimes those things happen. I always like to honor my word when somebody waits, and you are obviously the third person. So go ahead and ask your specific question.
Well, I'm not sure if this is specific enough, but I'm curious if there's something that my guides are trying to tell me. I've gotten quite a few signs, and I'm not sure what they mean or what they're trying to tell me.
In what area? So I know what, like, is it in your relationship? Is it work? Give me a specific more. Because we don't have time for me to dive into all the messages, so you're going to have to be a little bit more specific.
Sorry.
You can, yeah.
I believe it's in relationships.
Okay, so can you ask, like, what the question is so I know, like, what to ask them? You said they're trying to give you a message. What do you want to know?
I'm just curious what it is that they're trying to tell me about my relationship with my ex, Chris.
Okay, again, that's too generalized for the show, and because I go through the readings really quickly so I can get through as many calls, and I apologize that I wasn't being clear for you. If you're interested in having something like that, that would be more of a regular reading. So the show is more like ask your specific question rather than what do they want me to tell you is generalized.
Okay. Well, could you tell me what the number 58 is that they're trying to tell me?
The first word I heard when you said 58 was balancing something, lots of changes and balancing something out. There's something around looks like I just keep hearing let go of the control. It almost feels like something with this relationship. I don't know. It looks like there's something shifting. It's like he's on. Is it a he? It looks like there's some shifting. I'm not getting clear message on what this means. There's something shifting in this relationship, and you have to let go of some of the control around it. That's the big. I keep seeing the word yes. Tell her let go of control. There's some control that you're doing around this relationship that you need to let go of.
Oh, that's good to know. Thank you.
You know what that means?
Yeah, I've been really wanting to, for a long time, I wanted to get back together with him. And, things have been kind of confusing. And I really, like I said,
change.
I was really focused on us getting back together. And I finally kind of
yeah,
keep let
seeing
go.
The word change. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I keep seeing the word change expand. Yeah, that. I wish I had more time, but unfortunately, there's only a minute left. And if you're interested in having the donation after the show, you're more than welcome. If you feel complete, then we'll just leave it at that. And
sounds good.
Yeah. Peace and blessings. All right,
you
so 480 and 917, unfortunately, I don't have enough time to do you on the show. If you're interested in having the donation-based reading, you can go ahead and go onto the website and make your donation and so forth. So let me know if that's something of interest to you. I will probably call you right after the show and see if you're interested. And with the time we have left, it's 20 seconds, so we don't have enough time, and I went through as many calls as we could. So much love to you, and we'll see you on the next show. Peace and blessings.